Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Alex Gold. Hey, I really like the under in Dallas and Detroit.
How'd that go last night,
74
right?
points yeah. later.
I mean, my goodness. It was just point after point after point after
47,
point.
47, I think. Or 77.
Was it 44 to 30 or something like that, right? It was 44 to 30. So 74 yeah. points today. It crushed the over at 41.5.
Are you not detained?
Yeah, I mean, you were, right? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was just scoring all over the place. Ooh. And you look at it, can the Chiefs score 40 this weekend
no.
against the. No, I don't
they
think
don't
so
need
either.
To,
no,
though. That's,
you're right. They don't. No, they don't. They
now
don't
when they play the Titans and the Raiders?
Yes, sir. Let's go.
You know, you have a bad hole in golf, and then your next tee shot is just absolutely just kaboomed,
yeah,
right? Like
right.
you hear the guy like, man, that looked like there was some frustration on that. There was.
Yes.
Let that frustration be against the Titans and the Raiders. Have the smarts and the consistency and the knowledge to beat the other teams, because if you don't, we're all spending Christmas together.
Yeah, we really are. And
no pun intended, because we will.
Yeah, we will. Absolutely. An Arrowhead either way. But here's the thing for me. Like, I would love this team to come out and like play some just like backyard football, you know, just go out there and just be aggressive, be assertive, be something different that you haven't been all season long. And I think they've got the opportunity and the ability to come out and play that style of ball. But will they come out and play that style of ball? Mm. And, you know, I just don't know, man, with the backup tackles in there. And they kind of went through the explanation of that yesterday. And that, look, they're the coaches. They're paid a lot of money to figure this thing out. Who the hell are we to say, you know, they're doing it wrong? And what do we know about it? They like the matchups or whatever they said yesterday. But I just think you want to come out and you just want to punch the Texans in the face right away. Like, I think for me, I'm tired of the let's just let the team go down the field and score 7 points right at the beginning of the game like they've always done. How about a defensive stand on the first series, right? Don't let CJ Stroud march down the field and give your team a lead, because, you know, that's not good with where this team is right now. It's hard to overcome these leads. And so go out there and just play some backyard football, have some fun, beat the snot out of somebody and win a football game, man. Assert your will in this one.
Yeah. So we watched, I think we all watched the game last night, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there was nothing else really on. So it was entertaining. Cowboys, Lions win. We told you yesterday that was kind of one of those games that you would kind of think of as like a appetizer at UMay towards what will happen Sunday night. Both teams kind of in similar situations. I don't know how many times, but timeout. We all watched it. Shoddy? Did you guys hear Shoddy all night?
Shoddy, yeah. That's the nickname for Schottenheimer.
We got to say it 50 times.
I mean, that's...
I mean, three times on one down.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's
well,
just
Shoddy
the way it
really
goes.
Wants to do something here, and Shoddy this week has really talked about how they want to do this with Shoddy's offense.
I mean,
okay, Kirk, we got it.
You hear baseball all the time with all of that kind of nonsense, right?
I mean, like,
Moose, Haas, you know, we get all... baseball's got all the nicknames all the time, so moving on to football, right?
But, like, the thing
Shoddy's
is...
Shoddy's easier to say than Schottenheimer.
Yeah, it was like, I mean, it was like a melody in my head, so...
I really hate you.
Shoddy, like
don't,
a melody in my head.
We all got it. Don't into it. God.
That's really good on his part. I didn't think of that myself.
Yeah.
But see, what's different is if you said Brian, nobody really knows who that
but
is.
I mean,
his
like,
dad was Marty.
Yeah, but even with like Moose and Haas, we'd still be like, Hodgmer here. You know, it wasn't ever just like always just Haas, 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 or Moose, 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 Moose. It was like Moustakis. every once in a while.
You throw it in.
Yeah, last night it was just shoddy.
Yeah, because Schottenheimer's hard to say.
It felt like me watching a game with a friend who calls them by their first name.
Bruce.
Let's go, Travis.
Yeah.
Big play for you, Patrick. You don't know him. Anyways.
Yes, they do. They do not know that they don't know him. Well, told you, people know these guys. They don't know that they know them, but they know them.
That season ticket holder knows these guys.
By God, if they lose,
he's walking out.
Somebody's got to pay for this.
Yeah, that guy's going to storm out of the upper deck. Did he come back yesterday, or did we run him off?
Yeah.
I mean, do we get rid of him?
He just added juice to that fire. Yeah. Anyways. Yeah,
but, I mean, they know him, and they love him. I mean, my friend's mother went through Patrick's trash when he was, first year. So, I mean, these people are nuts.
Woo.
What?
Yikes.
Oh, yeah. When Patrick first moved here that first year, they were living over there on that. Remember when Channel 9?
And see, this pisses me off about you because you know he does this. He does these setups and then it makes sense. You're like, my mom went through Patrick Mahomes' trash.
No, my mom did not.
I don't know.
No,
who'd you
my
say?
Friend's
Your
mother.
Friend's
yeah,
mother,
she's
yeah.
dead now, but oh, yes, she did.
And then it'll be like, well, it's because.
No, there's no because. She was a hoarder. She's a hoarder and was, just saw Patrick Mahomes' house on the news and wanted to go and see what was in his trash and did.
Catch up,
and went through his went through his trash. And I remember my friend telling me, she goes, my mom went to Mahomes' house and went through his trash because he put it out for the car. I'm like, are you kidding me? Why? And she was a big hoarder. There's, that's sicka level that's next level crazy. But I'm sure others have done it, man. With the way that people have acted,
for sure.
Over these guys for these years and whatnot, going back to the Royals days in 14 and 15. I mean, fans do some weird things, man. So I'm going to probably guess she wasn't the only one rummaging through Mahomes' trash.
When he broke into his house.
Yeah,
But anyways, last night. They have that game and you kind of see the entire game. They keep throwing you the graphic, right? And they talk about it very, very well and educationally before the game about if they win, this is the percentage. Yeah. They lose, this is the percentage. You look at what happens with Chiefs Texans. This is one of those games where you saw those teams last night. I thought it was everybody on the field gave it a very great effort, but one George Pickens, because what pisses you off more? A bump in the road, like performance like it was like back when they played Indianapolis and they're still in the playoffs, but like they would play Indianapolis and like randomly lose a game, right?
Yeah.
Or like when you play a team like Dallas,
mm-hmm.
and then the next week they just look flat.
Yeah, that pisses you off.
Like
yeah.
where was that George Pickens on Thanksgiving Day?
Exactly.
The one that was in Pittsburgh for all those years. And last night, deep out over the middle, Dak throws a dime. Pickens is just like,
not going to go for that one. I'm good.
Yeah, and then poor CeeDee Lamb, dude, we saw the hands.
Yeah,
that was bad. He looked like he was fine, but there was that little second where I'm like, oh, that looked like the Tua injury.
But you're right. I mean, it goes back to last week, and you're like, where was that effort last week by the Dallas Cowboys? But also, too, again, it goes to show you everybody just plays the Chiefs like it's their Super Bowl, and Dallas knew what they were doing. Look, man, 57 million people watched that game. They knew they were on a big stage, and we're going to be on that big stage, and so you put your best foot forward. How many people are going to watch that Thursday night game?
40?
No. Last night?
Yeah.
No, Amazon gets about 15 million a game for that. So, you're talking about 40 million less than what, we saw in Dallas.
I bet that's the most watched Thursday night football game ever.
Yeah, it's probably about 15 million. I mean, you start to look at the numbers for the streaming over the years and Amazon's numbers. They're about, 12 to 15 million on that. I don't know. I mean, how many people have it?
It is a price, yeah.
It is you got to pay
for
it.
Dallas was a market.
Yeah.
So they're there.
They're there.
Detroit was a market, so they get it.
Yeah, they
and
get
then
it.
Everybody else. Yeah, you're right.
You got to stream. It's not on free TV, so that's why the numbers are always a little bit lower. But even still, I mean, you get 15 million people to stream an NFL game on a Thursday night. That's a pretty damn good number. But it's not the number that they pulled on Thanksgiving Day.
Ooh.
And so these guys know they're playing in front of the biggest audience in the history of the NFL in the regular season, guys. That was a number that was bigger than AFC and NFC championship games. Okay, and so they knew they were going to be on the big stage, play big on the big stage, man. Everybody's watching. These guys aren't stupid. They know what's going on. I'm going to play big on CBS, and then the next week I'll take it off a little bit,
And we should have known that the Lions were going to win. Should have hammered the Lions.
Yep, we should have.
15 straight wins for the Lions after following a loss.
Yeah, they've been 1-1-1-1-1-1. Yeah, so next week they'll lose is probably we're saying. So bet against the Lions next week. But
that screams like good stuff for Campbell to me.
Does their schedule get harder or does it get easier? Because there's like certain teams now where like these teams play each other. Now obviously they're in the
twice,
same division.
Yeah.
Or like somebody's schedule is just like a powder cakewalk. Or other people are like, have you seen the Chargers schedule the final 4 weeks? So I didn't know what the Lions' schedule was because their chances, they're now in the, they're still not in, but they're like in.
Yeah, that makes right. Sense. Yeah, like, absolutely. Their chances are exponentially better than it was if they would have lost that game.
They're the first call to get the reserve.
Yeah, right. Know? Yeah, you're the first one out. And if somebody doesn't want their thing, then we you know, you get
you
it.
Have done that for a flight? Like where you can
stand by? Yeah. I have.
I kind of want to do it just for the thrill.
Yeah,
but anxiety's not good for me.
It's not good for me either. But usually when I fly, it's like I've got to get somewhere. The only time I'll do it is like if I get to the airport early and there's an earlier flight, but with the service at KCI, you're barely lucky to get anywhere.
Do you really save much money on doing it that way?
Oh, I've never done it like that. No,
because I think
some
people do it because it's cheaper.
Well,
because you're gambling.
But you have to have like a friend that works for the airline to set you up with that. You just can't show up and do standby.
913-586-7965 Who works at an airline at MCI?
Yeah. But those also too. You get there, and a lot of the airline employees will tell you you get bumped a lot, and so you're like, all right, missed that flight, then that flight. Now, if you're flying out of a legitimate airport that can get you places, unlike here now, where you get to Norfolk on a Saturday, you can go, you know, standby and do that, just kind of get bumped to the next one. I
want that thrill.
You do, but you always think about, like, I'm going somewhere and I need to get where I'm going and I want to get where I'm going. That's why I'm going there. You know, I don't want to, you know, I maybe when I'm retired, it's something that I would consider doing or something of that nature if I had the opportunity, but, you know, not now when I'm trying to maximize all that time. But no, and then I'd be afraid I wouldn't get on. Then you go home and you're like, oh, I missed that. So that sucks. But what were we talking about?
The Lions schedule.
Oh, the Lions schedule, yeah.
They've got the Rams, Steelers, Vikings, Bears. Three of those are away.
Oh, Rams, Steelers, Vikings, Bears.
That should cut, yeah, oh my. That last game could be interesting.
Oh, for sure. It'll have a lot of implications. Two Lions at Chicago.
Yeah.
For that NFC North division.
What's Green Bay's schedule while you're on the fly?
Yeah.
Because Lions play, though, you said the Rams next in L.A.?
In L.A., yeah. Meanwhile, the Packers got Denver at Denver next week.
Okay.
Or excuse me, they host Chicago this week, then at Denver. Then they'll host Chicago, or then they'll go to Chicago, and then they host the Ravens, and they go to Minnesota.
That's your double dip.
Yeah, that's a double dip. Yeah.
Chicago blank Chicago.
Yeah. I don't like that. I'm not a fan.
Like Green Bay Chicago, one of the biggest we get in 3 weeks.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah. Come on, man. That's
milk that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
NFC North is going to be fun. The final four.
But see, then you have that. It's going to be a lot of fun watching these games take place. But you know what's not going to be a lot of fun if we lose on Sunday?
No.
And we're not part of this, right? And so to me, like, that's what it all comes down to for the rest of the year. I'd like to get excited by these teams, but you know what? If the Chiefs lose on Sunday, it's going to be hard to care what the rest of the league is doing, knowing that we're not part of that party, you know? And it's been a while since we haven't been part of that party. I want to be part of that party, so get out there and play some backyard football, beat somebody up and tickle tonsils, and use something with the Richard Grabbers? Is that what we're calling them?
Yeah. It's that or a liquor raccoon.
And now we got a liquor seal.
You know how you were telling me about phones listen?
Yeah.
So I had lunch with my stepdad yesterday because we went out and celebrated my mom's birthday for her passing or whatever. And we sit down and I was like, did you hear Bob's drop there? And he goes, no. He's like, we got really busy. I had to put the headset on. He works for Blue Cross Blue Shield. And he's like, I had to put the headset on so I couldn't listen. You know, Alexa, quiet.
Right.
And he was like, it's like he had this drop called Liquor Raccoon. Uh-huh. And he goes, what do you mean? And I was like, oh, there's this raccoon that got drunk in a liquor store. Dude, I kid you not. He goes home an hour later. Sends me a text. He goes, just saw the story about the raccoon. That guy had a day.
Yeah, but see that? Everybody was talking about the damn raccoon,
and then
right?
It popped up on your algorithm.
And then we just saw the seal getting drunk at a bar in Florida, I'm sure.
It was next to the porcelain, the porcelain god. It looked like you might have had too much. Not the seal that sings Kiss by a Rose.
No,
that
was, this was like an animal seal. So that thing was puking in the corner on,
Kiss by
on
a
that
Rose.
One. Yeah, definitely.
That one there, music guy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kissed by a rose. Now you can't do it, but big day for us here in Kansas City. Big day
big
for
time.
The world, man. It's
time.
A big day. Big day.
I'm glad Bob said that because he said, I want to be invited to the party. Well, whether you like it or not, Kansas City, the party is coming and it starts today. We'll explain how massive of a day today is for your city here in Kansas City. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Liquor Raccoon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.